tonight is very much a transitional night. We move from Yud Av to the 11th of Av, and most of the Beis HaMikdash, the Maamar Maseches Tanis, tells us was burned on the 10th of Av, which is why some of the Amoraim indeed fasted 2 days, the 9th and the 10th of Av. And Yochanan has a famous comment that if he had been around in the generation which decreed the fast, so he would have established the fast on the 10th alone. And so we have many institutions on this transitional night that are Zeicha v'Korban. I sort of divided them into five categories. First, there's a bona bias, a person who builds a house. The Gemara discusses in Baba Basra and Daf Samach being Mishayir Makom Amma Al Amma Keneged HaPesach, that you should leave a space, one Amma by one Amma, opposite the door, to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, in terms of our modern building materials, notice in Chusar, it's basically not done. Nirach HaShulchan writes that's because there's a lot of different materials that are mixed together. It's an amalgam, and this is only really meant to be in Bayis Masuyad, which is pure plaster. But of course, in Israel, this is something that you do see more commonly. Second of all, moving inside the house, Al HaShulchan, that you're supposed to be mechaser, a ka'ara, or a tavshil, that they're supposed to reduce from the kind of dishes that are served. The Gemara gives an example about a kasa de harmina, a certain kind of a fish delicacy that was fried and that was also made with some kind of a fine flour. The Aruch HaShulchan comments that we don't really have a tradition about this today either. Moving sort of closer to the people that live in the house, tafshit nashim, that a woman is allowed to wear jewelry, but she should reduce her jewelry somehow, remove one item again. This is something that we don't have much of a mesorah on, but something which very much is practiced is what I would call a fourth level. It has to do with weddings themselves. The halacha is, b'makom hanachas tefillin, be'efer makal, rashi chasanim, that you put ashes where the makom tefillin is of the chasan. The chasan is not allowed to wear any crowns. Gazrel ataros chasanim, the Kala is not allowed to wear certain kinds of silver tiaras. There are legitimate tiaras made of gedil, and then there are kinds of tiaras that are not acceptable because they fall under the gezera of atros kala. Another thing that we remember in the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. And this one, the last one, is maybe observed most in the breach, though certainly in Yerushalayim they continue to be more careful about this. Is the nagein b'chlishir al tismach Yisrael al gilba amim, that we're not supposed to really have instrumental music unless it's in the service of a simcha, a simchas chasan bekala, or a siyum in the context of learning. There was also a decree in that direction as well. The Baalei Tosfos, again, very early on, discuss a heter in the context of a mitzvah, and this, of course, helps us draw closer to Hashem. It's the one note, which I think is very fascinating. This takpana to be Mishayir Makom Amma Al Amma Keneged HaPesach only applies to private homes. It doesn't apply to Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. It's like to say that the reason for that might be, I can explain the minhag, because these have a status of a mikdash ma'ad, and these continue on the Beis HaMikdash. This is the kind of access to mikdash that we have. We don't have the actual Beis HaMikdash anymore. We have our shuls, we have our places of learning, and so there, right, the very institution itself is an extension of the Beis HaMikdash, and so any takana, Zeicha LeMikdash, would be unnecessary. So I just wanted to conclude by trying to read a Gemara about the balance that we strike in terms of moving away from the 3 weeks, moving away from Tisha B'Av, and even moving away from the practices of Avelos that we continued until Chatzos today, and the Edut HaMizrach would have kept the entire day. I think this balance is really something very special, and it captures exactly our attitude in Yadis to how we deal with loss, whether it's personal loss in our own families or national loss in terms of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says the following. Tanu Rabbanan, Chechari Pavayis Pishniyah, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushin B'Yisrael Shalalech L'Basar V'Shalal Lishtos Yayin. There were many, many people who decided at that time, we'll never eat meat again and we'll never drink wine. In other words, it'd be the 9 days all year long. So Nitpa Lahen Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua went to have a dialogue with them. This is an issue that was a very serious one, and he felt it deserved his attention in his conversation. Rabbi Yeshua lived in the generation of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. His Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, saw the Jewish people through it, so he sort of became the Av Beis Din in the generation that followed. So Amar Lahem, Banai, spoke to them very warmly. this is the way that Hillel used to speak to people also. Hillel was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He's not confronting them in a malicious way, but he wants to engage them in a serious conversation. Amar lahen banai b'nei, ma yatem otlin basar v'ein atem shosei yayin, why are you doing this? Amar lo, nochal basar shimenu makriv al gabi v'mizbeach v'achshav batal nishta yayin sheminaskan al gabi v'mizbeach v'achshav batal. How could we possibly eat meat or wine? The meat of the korbanos, the yayin that they remembered, seeing offered as the safim, poured out as libations on the mizbeach. How could we bring ourselves to eat meat or wine? You could sympathize with such an aversion that they had, and they had seen the Beis HaMikdash destroyed in their lifetimes. So he says, okay, fine, I'm not going to argue with you, but imkein, so he says, but you have to be fair about it, and you have to be consistent. You shouldn't have any bread because there are no more flour offerings. So they agreed, and they said, after peirus, we'll only eat fruits. So peirus lano chol shekvar bitlu bikurim. But what about the bikurim, the first fruits of the land of Israel, shivas aminim? So they agree. They say, you're absolutely right, we'll have to include that. And after peirus acher, so he says, well, what about water? Mayim lanishta shekvar bitel niso chanayim. Right, the libations that were offered on Sukkot weren't only libations of wine, but were libations of water. So shasko, so they didn't have anything to respond. The Bali Atosa say, well, there's certain kinds of water that they could drink, which are actually not ra'i for a nisach hamayim on Sukkot, a meboros, a meshichin. Okay, so the Bali Atosa say, okay, it's not such a great question. We can't live without water. So then Rabbi Yeshua says to them the following, and I think we can all derive a great degree of strength from this perspective. So Amr Lahan Banai, Bov Omer Lachem, Shalom Yisabel Kol Ikar Yafshar, Shekvar Nigzer Gzera. We have to mourn. You're absolutely right. What you're doing is legitimate to an extent. It reflects a proper instinct because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and that is a catastrophe. However, Ule Hisabel Yoser Midai Yafshar, Shane goes and Zerah Latibor Elim Kain Roba Tibor Yecholim Amud Ba Tafsiv Babira Tem Neirim Veosia Tem Kovim Hagoy Kulo. It has to be something that not just the elites, but it has to be something that the entire people can withstand. These Prushim, they were Yechidim, they were Yechide Skula, but if we're going to mourn the Beis HaMikdash, let's do it as a people together. So Elo Kacham Ruchachamim, so this is the middle path. Everything we spoke about at the beginning, so we try to strike a balance. Do we build new homes? Yes, we build homes. But do we remember that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? Of course. We're Meshayer Makom Ama Lama. And as we talked about Al HaShulchan, as we talked about Tachshitei Nashim, we talked about specifically Imo Ales, that's Yerushalayim, Al Rusim Chasim, in the context of a Chasim in particular, Lenagim B'chli Sher, we do many, many things. And I think this is the approach that we have, you know, in Yiddishkeit. We try very hard to strike an appropriate balance. So we're not here to ignore the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. We're leaving tonight. We're going to say Kiddush Levana. We'll be moving on. We'll be leaving the 3 weeks behind. We try to remember the Beis HaMikdash on some level every single day. And on the other hand, we have to move forward. We have to move forward in life, and we have to be constructive, and we have to be productive, and we have to build families and raise up generations. And I'll just conclude with one of my favorite lines from the entire Gemara. The Gemara tells us, "Kol mesameach chasan v'kala, kilu bana achas michurvos Yerushalayim," that when we invest in life and we go to somebody's wedding, we dance at the wedding, and we bring them joy, it's like rebuilding Yerushalayim. It's like rebuilding Yerushalayim, not in the sense of actually building a building, but it's moving the Jewish people forward in a very meaningful way, in a very significant way. And this indeed is our approach, that by going to a wedding, it's not like, God forbid, we're ignoring Yerushalayim. By going to a wedding, kilu bana achas michorbos Yerushalayim, that we're moving the Jewish people forward, and hopefully moving forward in the right direction, until we can experience one day the geula shleima, until we can experience Yerushalayim habnuya all over again. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Maretzik, and Zbarach, Lazakos, Israel. The Vikas, Yerbel, and Termitzvah, Shanemar,